Today, I'm going to share with you three ways to get profitable website traffic. That's the topic of today's episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'm Roy Furr, and let's dive in.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so I have to warn you before we dive into this. Number one, this is going to feel, it's going to feel like a little high level, which also can, when looked at from a different angle, feel basic in some ways. It can feel like, oh, that's too simple of an idea. But the reality is that the most successful marketers that I know like to chunk things up into this high-level strategic perspective, principles-based perspective, in order to make sure that their entire picture of their marketing works together in a way that makes sense. And whether you consider that chunking up, chunking down, whatever you consider it, this like focusing on the fundamentals, focusing on the basics, it's just as important in marketing as it is for example, professional sports, where they go to spring training and they focus on the fundamentals, they focus on the basics, and they nail, like, you know, in baseball, just nail their batting. They practice batting until the cows come home. Basketball, they practice free throws, you know, hockey, practice skating forward, backward, slap shots, wrist shots, whatever, right? It's about nailing the fundamentals, because most often when it comes down to it, as much as we like all the fancy tricks, it's the fundamentals that win. And so let's talk about these three ways to get profitable website traffic, and importantly, how they work together. Now, a little bit of a promise here. A couple of these are free. A couple of these are fast. You know, like you're going to get, when you think about this from this perspective, you can figure out, okay, if I want to scale my business fast, what do I need to do? If I want a whole bunch of free traffic, what do I need to do? You know, if I want the most profitable thing in the future, what do I need to do? And by the time we're done with this video, you're going to understand traffic at a level that will absolutely deliver on all of those. Now, I do have to give credit for the particular breakdown of this, or the particular naming of this, to Russell Brunson in his book Traffic Secrets, because while I understood these three categories prior to that, and certainly had gotten website traffic from all three of these categories, he did a really good job of creating names, of creating brands for these three types of traffic. And so the three types of traffic are earned, controlled, and owned. We're going to go through each, and importantly, we're going to talk about how to use them together to make them the most profitable for your online business. So earned traffic. Traditionally, this has been thought of as organic traffic. So this is the traffic that comes in through search engines. It comes in through links to your site. It comes in through, putting media on YouTube. It comes in through creating podcasts. It comes in through all of these different sources that drives traffic to your website. Now, one of the great things about this traffic is that when you can pull it off, it's basically free. It's super cheap. And it is, it can be really, really, really profitable in that regard. So that's the upside. It's cheap and it's profitable. The downside is it tends to be much slower and harder to control. For example, doing search engine optimization, a little bit of search engine optimization can get you traffic right away, but it's not like, for example, being able to pay for an advertisement and having a bunch of traffic show up just because you're willing to throw money at it, right? It requires you to like put things out, and then it requires the market to respond and the different sources of traffic to recognize you as worthy of being able to send traffic your way. So it tends to be slower and harder to control. Now, there is a biography of Warren Buffett called Snowball, and its relevance to traffic will be completely clear in a moment. The whole premise of this biography, it or that title of the biography, is that Warren Buffett's approach to growing wealth was very much based on the idea of a snowball rolling down the hill. So it starts small, but it's gathering a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Every time that it rolls, it gathers a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. And relative to the snowball size, if that snowball is rolling down the hill and gathering a little bit of snow, it's not gathering very much every time it turns over, right? But over time, because that snowball picks up more and more mass, even though it's still gathering a small amount relative to its total mass, it becomes this gigantic snowball. It becomes this gigantic amount of wealth. And for Warren Buffett, it was about the compound principle, like compound interest or compound returns, where, you know, if you grow your money a little bit each year and it keeps growing a little bit and a little bit relative to itself, but it keeps growing, the ultimate effect is that you are very wealthy. And Warren Buffett's wealth and the size of Berkshire Hathaway is an example of that. But as applied to website traffic, when you, let's say you develop a really solid organic traffic strategy, and you are putting content out in lots of different places. For example, maybe you're publishing daily videos on YouTube, or maybe you're publishing daily content on a blog, or maybe you're publishing a podcast, you're publishing daily stuff on a podcast, or you're showing up on other people's YouTube channels or other people's blogs, or you're, you know, interacting with people, you're being a guest on summits, whatever it is, like wherever you're getting all of this traffic that you're not paying for. The more that you do that and the more that you build that, the more that the total results from it start to snowball and it becomes a much bigger thing. And one of the wonderful things about this kind of organic traffic is that you do start to develop a reputation that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. And it can snowball and create this big result that pretty soon it's like you can't stop it, like it becomes an avalanche. So earned traffic is awesome in that regard. It does tend to be slower and harder to control, especially out of the gate. Like there can be some challenges with that. So let's flip to the other side of controlled traffic. And this is paid. This is where you are controlling traffic through paid media exposure. And so this can be renting an email list. This can be running Facebook ads. This can be running Google ads. This can be running ads on any particular ad network or anybody's website or whatever. Like it's about paying for traffic. And arguably affiliate marketing would fall kind of on the edge between earned and controlled. So if you have affiliates for your offer, you know, to some degree that is earned, because you have to earn through your reputation, you have to earn the affiliate's trust that they're going to send out your offer. But it's also controlled because you are paying those people for the results. So with control though, it tends to be much more expensive and harder to make profitable. And so if you have to pay for every visitor to your website, then it's going to be harder to make that profitable. Now, some people are able to do that really well. Some people are able to make a profit, you know, within the first day of sending traffic to the website. And that is going to tend to vary based on your offer, your total value ladder, the offers that you show, your funnel. It's going to be based on a number of different strategies, your copy, your marketing creative, its ability to actually create conversions. But when you get this working, it is much faster because essentially you can tell whatever ad network, hey, start sending me traffic now, and here's how much I'm willing to spend. And they will start sending you traffic now, and they'll spend your money. And it's much easier to control that. And this can be the key to rapidly scaling your business, really understanding how to do paid media. And by the way, I didn't say this before, but direct mail, other traditional print media channels are going to fall under this. Radio ads are going to fall under this. TV ads are going to fall under this. Any type of media where you're actually paying for being exposed to your target audience, that's going to fall under this. So it's controlled traffic, meaning you can pay for control of somebody else's traffic. Like it's Facebook's traffic, it's Google's traffic, it's you know, whatever website's traffic, direct mail maybe doesn't feel quite the same way, but it is the traffic of the post office, right? It's like they are charging you for access to members of your target market. And so again, we've gone through earned media, which is free organic traffic. We've gone through controlled media, which is paid. And all important to those of us who are in direct marketing is this last one, which is owned traffic. Owned traffic. And what is this? This is your list. It's your list of prospects and customers and leads. It's your list of people who have essentially given you permission to contact them on any kind of an ongoing basis in order to put your marketing messages in front of them. Now, the great thing about this is it tends to be very cheap, not necessarily free, but effectively like adding an email to your email list is almost free. Having complete access to somebody where you can proactively send out a message and put it in front of them, it tends to be very cheap. And even if it is their mailing address and you have to pay to put it, the distinction here would be renting somebody else's direct mail list versus your own direct mail list. If you are sending direct mail to your past customers, that is insanely profitable. Like it's insanely profitable. And so any kind of list of people where you actually control, where you can initiate a contact, where you can put a marketing message in front of them without relying on somebody else's media channel, without relying on somebody to bestow the right of access to their visitors, their website visitors, their users on you. So I'm thinking in that case, like search engines or even like social media, Facebook decides whether or not your posts are going to show up in its users' feeds, unless you pay for that to happen, right? So, Facebook actually reputation-wise, Facebook allowing your stuff to be shown for free is organic. That's earned media. Facebook allowing you to pay for access to their people through advertising, that's controlled, that's paid, right? None of those are nearly as controllable and as profitable, like in combination, as traffic that you own. So owned traffic tends to be cheap. It tends to be profitable. It tends to be faster and easier to control. Like I can write an email and send it to you today if you are on my email list. And because you are on my email list, like it is very easy for me to choose to do that. Now, the one caveat to that is that applies once you have it. So you need to have the permission from the people to email them or to contact them in some other way. But when you have that, having this owned traffic source is really the key in most businesses to long-term growth and high profit. So being able to go out and proactively market to your base of people who have either, number one, raised their hand and said, hey, I'm interested in what you have to offer me. Can you tell me more about it? Or, hey, I've done business with you and I'm open to hearing from you again. Having access to those people is the key to long-term growth and high profit. Now, how do these work together? So for most businesses, you start with zero, essentially, on the owned traffic front. Like you don't have a list of people who are, you know, maybe you have a small number of relationships that you can say, hey, can I tell you about my business, right? But you don't necessarily have a lot of a list built up, right? So starting off, you have to rely on controlled traffic where you are paying for access, and you have to rely on earned traffic where you are getting access in other ways. And that can even be like PR. It can be any kind of traffic where you are earning the right to be put in front of somebody else's audience, right? And not paying for it. So early on, you need to do maybe some paid advertising, maybe some type of organic or PR type stuff, right? But the goal of both of those, really, ultimately, is to bring people into your owned traffic space. It is to bring people onto your prospect list. It's to bring people onto your customer list. And it's to be able to do that at least break even. Now, a good direct response marketer recognizes that if you can get somebody on your customer list at effectively break even, as long as you're not losing money to put somebody on your customer list, you can create infinite scale and you can get all the profits on the back end once you have that owned, that relationship with those people that allows you to proactively reach out to them. And so you tend to use earned media and controlled media to just not lose money bringing people onto your prospect list, bringing people onto your customer list. So that's the goal of earned media and controlled media. And oftentimes early on, it really does work best to be able to pay for some traffic and maybe use whatever organic traffic you can get. But then your goal, again, it's just build your list, build your list, build your list so that you have that own media asset. Because ultimately, what's going to make your business profitable as possible, and what's going to make your business be able to generate cash on demand is having this email list that is, or a customer list, where you can proactively reach out to these people and say, hey, you know, we're doing this. We have this offer. Would you be interested? And when you do that, and by the way, you tend to be able to make much more high ticket offers to the people that you have an existing relationship with, and they're much more likely to buy those high ticket offers. So you used earned media. You use earned media to build your own list. You use controlled media, paid media, to build your own list. And then you use the owned list to create the most profit in your business quickly. So that is three ways to get profitable website traffic. Now, if you want to go deeper onto how to make all of this more profitable through messaging, through traffic, through offers, I do have a BTMS Insiders training library. If you don't know about it yet, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training, and you pay one low monthly fee, you get unlimited streaming access to all of my training. I'll include a link in the description to that, as well as to Traffic Secrets, where you can get it directly from Russell Brunson's company, ClickFunnels, and where you can get it from Amazon if you would like to buy it through there. My name is Roy Furr. Again, this has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are topics that you'd like to see covered in an upcoming episode? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. Also, follow or subscribe here. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers, so you are first to know when the new content comes out. You know, I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value with these episodes. I hope that I've delivered it here. And, you know, just heed the reminder, the best marketers that I know, the absolute best marketers that I know, they focus on fundamentals. And don't let the fact that this is like, you know, this is to some degree, this feels like marketing 101, online marketing 101. Don't let that dissuade you from putting adequate weight on this lesson. And please recognize that to really come up with an effective strategy for growing your business that fully leverages the power of earned media, of controlled media, of owned media, having that strategy in place and thoughtfully and intentionally implementing that strategy so that you are gaining earned media that helps you build your owned media, your email list, and paying for controlled media that helps you build your owned media, and fully maximizing your owned media to create maximum profits in your business and, you know, cash windfalls in your business. Like, that is incredibly powerful stuff. And so I'll leave you with that as a final thought. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.